Happy Halloween, October 31st, Deer Season Daily. Tomorrow is November, but today is one of the best days every season, in my opinion. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. I'm going to get into movement predictions for the entire weekend, and then the tip of the day, of course, has to do with some rut slash late pre-rut strategy stuff. So before we get into that, don't forget about Racks Big Game Supplements. You can go to racksmineral.com and find out everything they have to offer. You can also go to our website, ridgehunteroutdoors.com. If you find anything on there you like, use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off your entire order. If you're on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're on audio only, follow us, leave us a review, and then again on YouTube, you can like and leave comments as well. What is your favorite day of the season? Is it Halloween? Is it November 7th? Is it November 15th? Drop it in the comments if you're on YouTube and let us know your favorite day. The RHO update. Not much here going on today. I will say, I was hoping the last couple buck videos would do a little better than they have. So if you guys watched them and you liked them, please share those on social media or wherever and let other people know so they can see it as well. But I think they're doing all right. I just thought they might do a little bit better for the time of the year and the bucks and the film and all that. So I don't know. We'll see. On YouTube, at least, they seem to be doing okay elsewhere also. But the other thing on YouTube, we're less than 50 subs away from our 10,000 subscriber goal. So if you have not, again, hit the subscribe button. Help us get to that 10,000 subscriber goal. If you are, share it with your friends. Maybe we'll do some kind of giveaway or something when we hit 10,000. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But we're less than 50 away. I appreciate everybody who's already done that. And if you haven't, please share it with your friends so we can hit that goal before the end of the month. We were planning on doing it before the end of the year, but we should be able to do that within really the next couple weeks, I think. Talking shop. It was a slow day yesterday. I look for this weekend to be pretty crazy around here, though. And I'm going to talk about that in this next segment. But I think Monday's Talking Shop will probably be the best one so far this season, which makes sense. It's going to have the first couple of days of November and Halloween in it. I would say we're going to have some stuff rolling in the shop that's going to be pretty interesting this weekend. No news today. I wanted to jump right to the movement, weather and movement, because I'm going to talk about the whole weekend a little bit here. Today, though, we got a low of 40 this morning, a high of 60. So again, that 20 degree difference. I'd love it if it was like 40 to 50, or if it was like 35 to 45 would be even better. But I'm not going to complain too much. That's pretty dadgum, I don't even know what I was trying to say there. That's pretty good, dadgum or doggone or dang. Either way you look at it, it's pretty good for Halloween. We've had some years here recently where it's been like 75 degrees on October 31st, so I'm happy with it being 40 degrees this morning and a high of 60. It's supposed to be down to 57, 58 by the end of the day, which is going to be awesome as well. Sunny all day, low wind in the morning, west to west northwest this morning. It's supposed to get up to about 8 mph, 8 to 10 by midday, and it's supposed to switch and get west and then be southwest before dark. So I think somewhere around like between 2 and 4 o'clock, we'll say, based on the weather. What they're predicting is supposed to switch to a southwest wind and be out of the southwest by dark. So keep that in mind if you guys are planning out your hunts for this afternoon versus morning. Probably going to be different setups. Unless you got one of those spots where you can hunt basically anything out of the west, then you should be all right. The pressure supposed to hang around 30 all day. It is supposed to rise a little bit throughout the morning and then drop just a couple tenths throughout the afternoon, but right around 30 pretty much all day. The bucks are going to be moving. It's the time of year. We got good weather. The pressure's right. The wind is right. I heard a guy yesterday saw 15 bucks in one sit in the morning, including two mature bucks. I saw one four-corn yesterday morning and a pretty good three-year-old buck cruising. And yesterday afternoon, I just saw does. But I expect bucks to be on their feet today. I expect bucks to be on their feet all weekend. Halloween is always one of my favorite days. It's kind of the kickoff of when bucks really start to look for does, at least where we're at. And that's what I would expect. Look for those bucks to really start nosing does around. Look for those mature bucks maybe to even lock down with a doe for a couple days. So if you don't see him, if he disappears off your cameras, if you haven't seen him in person for a couple days, he's probably got a doe off somewhere, and he's going to come back. And when he comes back, that's when it's really going to break loose, and the heavy chasing is going to start from those big bucks as well. But today is always kind of the start for me of like where I really start thinking about rut strategy and thinking about does, because that's what the bucks are doing. They're starting to shift off of the scrapes a little bit. They're still going to be working them in some areas for sure, but if you've got early does, they're getting on them, and it's going to start getting really good rut activity here in the next few days, potentially three days up to the next 7 days. Somewhere in there, you're going to start seeing some really good rut activity, but I think that starts on Halloween for us pretty much every year in a lot of places. And that leads us into the weekend, which kicks off November. I don't remember last year. I probably should know that. There's probably a way to figure that out. But Halloween on a Friday, starting November on the weekend, on Saturday, Sunday, it's going to be hard on the deer this weekend because the weather looks good too. The temps are supposed to be between 37 and 55 all weekend. I think the low and the high are both Sunday, and then Saturday's supposed to be in between those two. Sunday morning looks like it might be the best sit of the whole weekend. It's supposed to be 37 degrees. It's going to be right time of year, right weather. If you're in the moon phase, you can look at that too. I think it's, for some people, it's right as well. For other people, I'd probably tell you it's not, but everything else looks to be lining up pretty good. There's going to be a lot of big deer die this weekend. Hopefully, you can get one of them. Hopefully, we can get one of them too, or a few of them here on the Ridge Hunter team, because I know about everybody's going to be out. Kind of the last hoorah for dad, maybe, depending on how busy this weekend gets. Hopefully not. Hopefully he can get out there some more. But there's going to be a lot of big deer die this weekend. You can mark it down. Your Instagram feed, your Facebook feed, I'm telling you, is going to be full of big deer dying. And if not, I don't know what to tell you. It looks like it should be awesome. So if you got plans to get out there this weekend, you should be excited about it. I think it's going to be pretty good. And that takes us to the tip of the day. And that is strategy related to the rut. Don't be afraid to rattle, but have the right setup and know what you're doing. And I'll get into that here. If you're going to rattle, whether you see the deer or you're blind calling, make sure they can't, or at least likely won't, get downwind of you. How do you do that? Terrain's a big one. So if you've got a big river that you can back up to, or a big deep creek, or some really thick, nasty stuff that they just don't move through, or a big drop off in terrain, something like that is perfect. A pond, a lake, some way they can't get behind you terrain wise, or if you can do it with a decoy to where he's not trying to get downwind of you where he hears it, you actually give him a visual. So he hears the rattle, he comes out and he sees the decoy. Now, even though he might have heard that rattle 40 yards off of that decoy, and you might think, well, gosh, how would he know the 40-yard difference? They know. They can pinpoint. It's crazy how well they can pinpoint where sound's coming from. But if they come out and see that buck, maybe it moved a little bit, right? Now they're just trying to get downwind of that decoy instead of downwind of you. So that's another way you can do it with the right setup, like if you're on a field edge or something like that where they can see. That's a way you can also keep them from getting downwind. That's like the biggest thing to me when you're rattling, because they are going to try to get downwind and smell before they get close enough to see, because especially in higher pressured areas, they've been rattled into a hunter before, maybe had a bad experience. I will usually start my rattling sequence with light grunts, especially in thick stuff or in timber where I can't see that well. I'll give a couple light grunts and I'll wait and I'll listen. And I'll look and just, if there's anything going on, that way if he's close, I'm not just blowing him out of there right away with hammering the antlers together. After that, I'll go to a little bit louder grunt. So if he's out, I just open that circle up a little bit more where he might be and just give him a few louder grunts. And if he hears that, then I didn't have to rattle and he comes into it, or I hear something moving around, I don't rattle. But if I go through both of those steps and I don't see anything, I don't hear anything, then I'll go to light rattling. And you guys can kind of tell it's all a buildup. After the light rattling, I will wait just a few seconds. And if I don't hear anything, I'll start to build it up a little bit heavier and get louder with that. Because as long as they can hear it, they're gonna be likely to come check it out. They're not thinking, gosh, that sounds too loud to be bucks. All there that goes through their head instinctually is, those are bucks fighting. I need to go check it out. They don't have like the critical thinking skills of, wow, that really sounds way too loud to be two deer fighting. It's probably not. They hear what sounds like antlers banging together, and they think they got to go check it out, right? So you can get fairly rough with it as long as you build up to that. You don't just start off as loud as can be, because then if he's like 10 yards away or 40 yards away in the brush, you might startle him and run him off because it's just a big clanging sound at that point. And if he doesn't see anything, he's going to know that the deal is up. So I always build into that rattle, and that's not just me. I've heard other guys who have had a lot more success than me with rattling say the same thing. I've seen it work. I've heard them talk about it working, so that's what I do. I think it's the safest way to go about it and then have success doing it. If I'm in a spot where I plan to rattle one in, like that's what I'm doing or that is my plan for the day, or I know it sets up good to rattle, I'll do it every 30 to 45 minutes. I'll rattle. I'll wait. If I don't get a response, I'll give it a half hour or so, maybe a little over, and I'll rattle again. Because if you didn't get a response, maybe he heard it and he's not checking it out. If that's the case, he's not coming anyway. You're not going to hurt it in another 30 minutes by rattling. It also gives him plenty of time to respond because they're not always just going to come right in running. It might take them a little bit to get done doing what they're doing and then come check it out. You might pique their curiosity just a little bit to where they come later. So I try to give him enough time to do that. But also, I don't want to miss the window where he's within earshot. So if I rattle and he's not within earshot, and then he comes by 25 minutes later, and I wait an hour to rattle again, and now he's already gone, I've missed my window of potentially being able to rattle that buck in. So that's just kind of a sweet spot that, in my mind, that kind of works. You can go either way with that. If you want to go shorter or a little bit longer, is probably fine, but that's just kind of a general rule of thumb that I try to follow when I'm rattling. And the last thing on rattling is be ready. It can happen so fast. Like I said, it doesn't always happen that way. It might take them a little bit, but sometimes they will be on top of you before you can get the antlers or whatever you're using, your rattling device, before you can even get it put down. So do not be caught not being able to get to your bow. I'll try to have it handy right there. Try to have your antlers or whatever you're using where you can just pretty much set it down without a lot of movement and get to your bow. That way they don't see you because they're coming in looking for movement. So if they see you up in the tree and they associate that sound with you up in that tree, that's really bad. So don't get caught not being able to get your bow, not being able to put your rattling antlers down. When I'm self-filming, I will not rattle without the GoPro rolling, because that's usually a big movement. I have to reach up and turn it on or something. And the big camera at least on. I may not hit the record button on it yet, but it'll at least be on. That way I don't have to turn that thing on and wait for it to get to where I can record as one's coming in. Because, like I said, it can just happen so fast. So if you're going to do it, be ready. Those are my tips for rattling. Hopefully that helps you out. This time of year, the next week, next 2 weeks can be really good for rattling in big bucks. Hopefully you guys have some success with that. Hope you have success no matter what you're trying to do out there hunting these deer this weekend. I will see you guys again on Monday for another Deer Season Daily. I will have a Full Draw Friday out later today that you guys can check out. It'll be today or tomorrow. It might be a Saturday edition of Full Draw Friday. But the next Deer Season Daily will be Monday. I'll see you guys then.